Dean Crungall, rock star dreams.
Look, she's going great, guys. With any luck, she'll go close again.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Rockstar Dreams, she's motored along in the lead all the way. Rockstar Dreams, 4.5 length.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Time for the early mail. Time to find a winner on this Wednesday. It's a terrific meeting there at Caulfield, midweek meeting. And Greg Groves, of course, looking after the track at Caulfield at the moment. He joins us now to give us an update on the track conditions. Good morning to you, Greg.
Good morning, guys.
What do you expect? What are we expecting today with the track? Where's the rail?
Okay, the rail's at 12 metres. We go out there at that wide a couple of times a year. We're at 14 metres about a month ago. So we're in 12 metres and the cover's really good.
All right, then, what about the surface? Are we racing on a good track there?
Good four, well and truly into the good four range, but due to the weather, going to be hot and windy. We're going to put a little bit of irrigation on it this morning just to keep it in that range. Just to keep a bit of giving it for later on this afternoon.
Do you think we'll get to a good three then?
Depending on the weather. I think we will later on. Once again, just depending on how windy it gets and how hot it gets.
And for the punters out there, wing conditions, for us mug punters, it can be a little hard to understand, but certain wing conditions can suit horses up on the pace, and then horses coming from the back can be suited by wing conditions. So what are we expecting there at Caulfield today, Greg, with the wind?
Well, the forecast is for northwesterlies and then to southwesterlies later on in the day. So it's a little bit of a lottery at this stage, I suppose. I don't think there'll be a massive tailwind down the side. There may be a little bit of a headwind down into the front straight if it's a westerly. But hopefully it won't be too windy. They're saying between 15 and 25 kilometres an hour.
All right, Greg, thanks for that, mate. We'll catch up with you a little later on. Well done.
Okay, thank you.
There's Greg Groves. Hey, one of my favourite trainers, Bryce, is about to join us. Lindsay Smith, live from Warrnambool. He's probably in his budgie smugglers swimming in the beaches there at Warrnambool. Good morning to you, Lindsay.
I'm just, these two young ladies, you're just oiling me up.
Are you tipping them any of these horses today? We'll start with Alden Flower in race number 4, mate. And this horse has been okay, this preparation?
Yeah, she's been okay. Good race for her, I thought. She can get up on the speed from that gate, rail out. So, yeah, last one was okay. A bit better class, and the work's been okay. So, yeah, she's a good chance.
That's a good sign. And in race 7, you've got number 3, Seven Castles, tracking along pretty well.
Well, it was all okay, though. I just heard the track man, and it'll be a good three. I'm in Warrnambool, so I'm only tipping it's going to be a good three. So I might have to wait till Wells he gets out of bed to see if he wants to go around, because he doesn't like it too hard, this horse, so it'd be pointless if it's too hard for him. Just wait and see. I need half an hour to see if I can get the big fella out of bed to see what he wants to do, but he doesn't like hard tracks, simple as that.
And that race will be at 7 o'clock, so obviously they can't irrigate closer to the time. They're saying good four and then, getting better. So, yeah, look, we'll have to wait and see on that one. You have another runner as well coming up on the float, race 8, number 5, Mr. Cancun.
Yeah, he's come along okay. He was up on the speed last start, and I thought he battled along quite good. He generally needs the one run to top him off, so where he gets in the field, I don't know, but I think he's a better horse than Wednesday, but Phil. But he'll benefit from today, and I'd sort of wait for him and go next time he goes around in a mile or something like that.
All right, if I gave you $10, Lindsay, who are we backing today?
No, I'd go and buy a beer. Elderflower, have something on Elderflower, but. What about the Twilight meetings, Gareth?
You like them, Lindsay?
Oh, I can't wait. I just get home just in time to go straight back to work. Hey, what? Did you do anything in
person? You go for a sleep now. No, I didn't get there. They shut the borders on me.
The same as my wife, so
yeah.
They've stayed home with me. But, all right, well.
Good luck getting Wellesley up with your biggest owner. He's over in Perth at the moment. It's about 4 o'clock, but you might need to give him a couple of calls and get Mrs. Wells to wake him up.
They're giving a little nudge in the tummy.
Good on you, mate. Good luck.
See you, boys.
Shane Nichols joins us now. They're racing at Yarra Valley. This is the first meeting here in Victoria this afternoon. The rail's in the true. Good four there, and the weather is hot. Shane Nichols joins us now. Good morning, Shane. He was ready to go. He's got two chances there. Tycoon Thunder at $5 in race number five, who is a big hope in that third event. Shane's team's flying at the moment. I think he's with us now. G'day, Shane.
Morning, how are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Can Tycoon Thunder's been consistent this prep? Can he get the job done in the third?
He's been racing well. We probably gave him a little freshen up, get into the water walk. I brought him back to 1,200. We just felt that even though he gets back and runs on in his races, he probably wasn't hitting the line in over 1,400 like he should. So a little freshen and back to 12 today, drawn out a little bit. He'll get back and sort of come round them. He'll give a good sight. What a talented horse, but he's a big, ungainly action horse. So hopefully he gets around Yarra Glen today. It might be a fraction tight for him, but he'll certainly run on well.
And you've got another one in race seven, number five, Kingstar Amber. She's coming back from a bit of a break. How's she tracking?
Yeah, first up for her. She hasn't got the greatest first up record, although she has trialled up well. She won a jump out Mornington a couple of weeks ago. You know, she was beaten a pimple at Sandown in a mare's race. So back to this grade with Kieran Quilty claiming 4 kilos. She probably gets into this race pretty well. Bounce up on speed and certainly be an each way chance.
Your best today, mate?
Oh, look, they're fairly even, those two. I'd probably, if I had to have my last, I'd rather have my last on Kingstar Amber than Tycoon Thunder.
Okay.
But if he puts it all together, he's reasonably telling it.
All right, we'll have something each way on both. Good luck, Shane. Appreciate your time as always.
No worries. It's quite beautiful up here on the Gold Coast. Not going to be as hot here as what it is in Melbourne today, but we'll go out. Around and try and buy some yearling.
Have you found one?
I bought a capitalist filly yesterday and been lucky enough to get her all syndicated up. And we'll go and attack again today and try and find another one.
All right, mate. Your team's flying at the moment. So any of our listeners out there that want to get a share in a horse, just head to your website. Would that be right?
Yep. Or give me a call. Happy to speak.
All right. Good on you, Shane. Good luck.